Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Basically, anywhere you get your podcast and music stuff from, just type in keep that same energy. We'll keep the actual stuff besides the sports. So now it's just keep that same and keep that same energy podcast. Yeah, sorry about that. Went on for a second. As I was saying, you know, podcast keeps the same energy. Sports, I mean, come on. It's no longer sports talk. Just keep the same energy podcast. Today we're gonna ask. You know, it's just, you know, shout out. Out to my UConn Huskies, they got it done. And shout out to LSU Tigers women, they got it done too. And Joe Reese and them girls, they held it down. So, I mean, you know, the stats from both of the games, you know, started with the UConn men's, of course. Then I'll go to the LSU women's. Three rebounds, six assists. Three points. Jordan Hawkins, our star guard. Before you make injury. So for Steve Butler had four rebounds, 6 points. Man, however you see it, 13 points. Three rebounds, 1 assist, 8 points. Johnson, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 14 points. Leedy, I think that's how you say his name. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 points, 1 assist, and Paris, 3 rebounds. That's it. And Siakam. Team stats, UConn, we shot 53% from the field. You know, UConn shot 35%. San Diego State, excuse me, 26%. Free throw percentage, 88 for UConn, 75 for San Diego State. Total rebounds, 41 for UConn and 37 for San Diego State. Offensive rebounds was 11, 16 for State. Defensive rebounds were 30 for UConn and 22 for San Diego State. Assists were 13 for UConn, and 7 for Joshua, 6 for UConn for San Diego State. Steals 8 for UConn, 7 for San Diego State. Turnovers about 8 for UConn, 8. Total fouls 15 for UConn, 20 for San Diego State, man. So that was it's time to look up the women's. There we go. We're going to speak of stuff with Iowa. Caitlin Clark had 30 points, 2 rebounds, assists. Kate Martin had 13 points, 2 rebounds. So, I don't think that's how you say her name. 13 points, 12 rebounds. 12 points, 1 rebound. Excuse me. McKenna Warnock. 9 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 rebounds. Hannah Stokey, 2 points, 1 rebound. Molly, 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. And Sydney Efater, 0 points. Alexis Morris, 21 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists. Aaliyah Williams, 5 rebounds, 0 assists. Angel Reese, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Elijah Johnson, 10 rebounds. Katari Poole, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. And Samaya Smith, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Oh, man. So, the Toast, 75, 2-pointers, 50% for LSU, 53.5, which is great. 46 for Iowa, not bad. Field goal percentage, 54 for LSU, 50 for Iowa. Rebounds, 32 for LSU, 24 for Iowa. Defensive rebounds, 21 for offensive rebounds for LSU, 6 for Iowa. Assists, 22 for LSU, 20 for Iowa. 11 for LSU and 16 for Iowa. Steals were 8. And then 7 for Iowa. Blocks, LSU 3. Iowa at 5. Fouls, 18 for LSU and 19 for Iowa. In the paint, 11. No, I'm sorry. Mike's points in a row. That's what it was. 11 for LSU, 0 for Iowa. Biggest lead, 21 by LSU. Iowa, yeah. Yeah, that right there. Anymore, both, you know, Jordan Hawkins and Angel Reese are both cousins, both from the DMV, DMV area. So, you know, they both got the hardware. So, yeah, kudos to them, man. To NBA playoffs, we can start with the play in games first. If you want. Up to play 116-106. Lakers beat the Timberwolves 108-102 and overtime. Bulls beat 109-105. My Thunder beat the Pelicans 123-118, knocked them out of playoff contention. Bulls beat the Heat 91-102. The fucking Timberwolves spanked my Thunder 120-95. Kicked our ass, man. All right, round one of the playoffs, this first series, Knicks for Sixers. Sixers won that 121-101. I give a few little do that treat like I did with that. I'll just go with a couple leading scores. Cam Johnson had 4 rebounds. Dorian Smith, 1 rebound, 6. Nick Claxton, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 points. You played 30 minutes, get 5 points, big fella. Spencer Dinwiddie, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 14 points. Mikal Bridges, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 30 points. Reggie Nance, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 points. Sharp, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 points. Steph Curry, the brother Steph, 1 assist, 10 points. And Joe Harris, 2 rebounds, 3 points. And this kid Duke had 2 points and 1 at 3 points. All right, Tobias Harris, 3 rebounds, 1 point. P.J. Tucker, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 points. Joel Embiid, James six points. The kid Nang, 8 rebounds. That's 5 points. Let's keep Reed, 4 rebounds. 11. Pete Milton had 2 points. Montrose Harris, Frank Collins, Springer. They played 2 minutes, but didn't put up no stats. Now let's go to Hawks or Celtics. Celtics beat the Hawks 112-199. The score was actually much worse. The score showed they got the Boston Celtics got me. The Hawks, Andre Hunter played 3 minutes. He had 3 rebounds, 11 points. Jason Collins played 29 minutes. He had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 12 points. Clint Capella played 27 minutes. He had 8 rebounds, 12 points. DeJounte Murray played 36 minutes. He had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 24 points. Trae Young played 35 minutes. He had 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 16 points. Bogdanović, 4 rebounds, assists, 9 points. And Johnson, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 6 points. Jason Tatum, in 40 minutes, he had 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 25 points. Jaylen Brown, 37 minutes, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 29 points. Al Horford played 38 minutes and 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 points. Not too bad. Derek White, 38 minutes, had 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 24 points. Solid game for Derek White. Marcus Smart played 32 minutes, had 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 11 points. So he had 7-11. He had Well, got the NBA Finals. I'm gonna get to that in a second. Malcolm Brogdon, 21 rebounds. Excuse me, 21 minutes, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 points. This kid Hauser had 1 rebound. He was just a waste of space out there. As soon as I finish this engraving, I'm gonna give you my thoughts of what I got in the finals. Everybody, go to team, keep it clean. Check my man out. You know, because great Raymond content, great content, period. But, you know, he's always first with the, late breaking news about who's getting traded, you know, what's going on with the team, you know, any take questions from a subscriber from any fan base of any team. So it's not just the Baltimore Ravens. So definitely go check out my man Engraving Vase, man. Team Keep It Clean. Let's do the stats for this Knicks and Cavaliers game. So excuse the buffering. I'm trying to get this laptop thing together, but RJ Barrett played 3 minutes. He had 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 points. Six points there. Knicks, 20 points. I can. Excuse the buffer. Five, you know. Isaac. Quickly, 24 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. We'll be topping the first round pick at Syracuse. 14 minutes played, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 9 points. Score. Okoro, 23 minutes played, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 points. Yeah, that's not going to get it done. Jared Allen, 43 minutes played, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 14 points. On his average, but he needs to at least get 20 points at least one time. Darius Garland, 43 minutes played, 1 assist, 17 points. Donovan Mitchell, 44 minutes played, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 38 points. I mean, he only sat down for 4 or 5 minutes, damn. Osman, 18 minutes played, rebound. Chris Hurt, 18 minutes played, 1 rebound. 1 assist. Warriors and Kings. The Kings make their first time in the playoffs since I think 2013 or 14. It's been a while. The Kings beat the defending champion Golden State Warriors in game one, 126-123. Is this Kings standing Harrison Barnes, the former Warrior? I know that felt good. Team he won three championships with. He had 36 minutes, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 13 points. Keegan Murray, 16 minutes played, 4 rebounds, 2 points. You know, he didn't do a whole lot. I guess he just played his role. Domantas Sabonis, the former Pacer and Thunder, 35 minutes played, 16 rebounds, 2 assists, 12 points. God and University of Maryland, 31 minutes played, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 points. Malik Monk, former Laker and former Kentucky Wildcat. You know, him and Fox were on the same team. 7. I should have held. Former Bell. Assist, 10 points. Alex Len, the former son and former school Lakers and Grizzlies. The Lakers defeat the Grizzlies 118-112. Go to Lakers stat line. LeBron King. King James played 34 minutes. He had 15 points. King James. His kid Vanderbilt, former Timberwolf, who got in the trade, played 23 minutes. He had 4 rebounds, 4 points. Anthony Davis, 37 minutes, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 22 points. D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo, the snitch Russell. He did it. He said it. D'Lo had 36 minutes. He played 36 minutes. He had 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 19 points. Austin Sniper Reeves. played 31 minutes. He had 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 23 points. Are you hot? Assists, 29 points. Play 20 minutes. He had 1 rebound. Keith Robinson has played 3 rebounds. One play. So, yeah. Yeah. Now, I got 2 more games. I got Clippers Suns. The Bucks. Here's a Clippers stat line. The Kawhi Claw Leonard, you know, when he's healthy, he's still one of the best two-way players in the league. He had 42, played 42 minutes. He had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 38 points. Nicholas Batum from Portland Trailblazer, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 3 points. It's almost another triple. Okay. And Blazers. 2 assists for team. Sorry for the buffing everybody. It's just, you know, been new to the laptop, so just bear with me. And the Suns, Kevin Durant played 45. He was in the 11, 27 points. He did his job. He really had a triple double for real. Tyler Craig, 27 minutes, played 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 22 points. He had a good 3-8, played 33 minutes. He had 8 rebounds, 18 points. Solid game. Devin Booker, 43 minutes, played 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 26 points. Chris Paul, this is why they lost the game. Chris Paul played 39 minutes. He had 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 7 points. This is good, but you got to at least get 14, 15 points. Landry Shamet, 4 points, 1 assist, 2 rebounds. Landale, he played 8 minutes, had 2 rebounds, 4 points. Okogie, 1 rebound. Wainwright, 1 rebound. Bismack Biyombo, 2 rebounds, 3 points. And Ross had 1 rebound. Yeah, so, and right now, the 76ers are beating the Nets 49-45. So, Cam Johnson got 22. The coverage of 3, Dorian Finney-Smith 8, Reggie Neal 3, Stephen Curry 4, and that's it. The Sixers, Embiid got 15, rebounds 5, 6 points. Tyrese Maxey 19, played 19 minutes and 19, got 15 points. James Harden 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 points, 18 minutes. PJ Tucker just got 1 rebound. That's Tobias Harris, 5 rebounds, 7 points. Melton, 2 rebounds, 8 points. Kyrie had 4 points. House, 2 rebounds. One rebound. Yeah, so that's the stats at the halftime. Kings and Warriors tonight at 10 o'clock, game 2. tomorrow, Hawks versus Celtics game two. Knicks versus Blazers. I'm in the answer your question who I got in the finals. I'm gonna go with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm gonna go with it's gonna be tough. The Los Angeles Lakers. I'm gonna say the Lakers. If not the Lakers, definitely probably the Denver Nuggets. I think it's their time to get there. All right, who the Ravens? I'll get to that in a second. I'm doing a mock draft at the end, so stay tuned for that. All right, time to do my movie review. 2003, a lot of movies came out. Ant-Man. Let me look at the credits for that. I didn't even see it, so I got to look at the credits. So far it has 6.4 out of 10. And IMBD, Rotten Tomato gave it 47%. Critic gave it 48%. So, you know, I'm looking at it and I got to watch it myself. I haven't watched it yet. So, you know, I'm going to look at these reviews. It's getting a lot of good reviews, so everybody's saying it's good to watch. Jonathan Majors did a great job acting in there. So did, Paul Rose. Let me go ahead and look at that's out right now on Peacock. I might watch that probably sometime today, tomorrow. It's good. IMDb, Rotten Tomato gave it 68%, and Metacritic gave it 54%. And this is Elizabeth Banks' directorial debut. And Slither and Zach and Mary Make a Porno, and you know she played doing a lot of stuff, a lot of movies. Yeah, 3.3. Someone says, as someone who has all but given up on Hollywood producing anything worthwhile, I was eager to give Cocaine Bear a shot. Not one for violence or gore, but I was surprised to find myself happily entertained and amused by this movie. Elizabeth Banks, the directorial genius behind this movie, has created an energetic, humorous, and violent ride from beginning to end that will leave viewers perfect cast and allow actors to lean into silliness while still maintaining a respect for classic Miami Vice and Evil Dead movies with their retro soundtrack. Okay, Evil Dead, that comes out this week too. So I'll definitely do a review after I see that. Adding some extra nostalgia, the entire production is a laugh out loud funny throughout its full runtime. And even though it is based on a true story, there are certain parts that are beyond comical yet bloody as well. Cocaine Bear is a must-watch spread for adults who can handle situations. It's not too graphic, not too prestigious, but something funny and original with bonus scenes at the end of the movie. Yeah, you'll be begging for more after you finish watching it. It's a life-changing film that will have you in tears by the time it's over. Go ahead and give it a try if you're looking for something unique. Yeah, so we got some good reviews right here. So what else? Four stars, 8% Rotten Tomato. So yeah, a great drama movie and possibly the best in the Creed series. All boxing films have a certain predictable formula. The champions plays prognosticus has yet to make some sort of backlash, overcome adversity. There's the inspirational training scene, then the final fight in Creed 3 is no different in this case. Spoiler. Adonis having to confront his childhood parent, now a bitter man seeking redemption in the ring. Excuse me. The opening bout in South America reminded me of this. Remember the Thunder in Africa fight between Lennox lost a lot. And I like the references to the Royal and to the Rumble in the Jungle in this one. As British critic Mark Kermode pointed out, Creed 3 had an original take on a final belt with the crowd evaporating away. And the two men seeing their childhood images of their former selves between rounds, it was unusual, but I felt it worked well. An interesting footnote, the Rocky/Creed films have become known for introducing real-life boxers into the role. In Creed 3, the role is taken by Jose Benavidez, who fights a welterweight but is in the heavyweight in the film. His brutal fight against Prognosticus Damian, played conventionally by Jonathan Majors, has obvious analogies with Ivan Drago versus Apollo Creed. I like how all the Creed films showed a different corner of the world, united by boxing culture. In his first film, the UK, the second, Russia, and the third, Mexico, Benavidez, character Felix Chavez. So all these movies basically got good reviews. I'm not going to do all of them. I just wanted to do a few. So, yeah. So, you know, then, like I said, Evil Dead comes up this week. 65 Days, that looks like it was a pretty good movie. So, I got Glorilla, new music video, Russian Cream. Does it send a bad message to the younger generation? Like, you know, for us, the ladies. And even the young men, like I like her as an artist, you know, she's with Yo Gotti, so she has a lot of talent. But, you know, making a song about somebody doing cocaine and snorting off a table. I know we've heard stuff worse in the past. I'm not hating on her. But it's just, you know, the video was just a little distasteful. I should say, you know, ick on my cat. I know the chat did it and all that, but it was in a different era. But, you know, I don't know. I wasn't really feeling it. Then the girl sniffing, I guess, whatever, baby soda, baking powder, whatever, baby powder, whatever it was on the table. I know it wasn't real cocaine, because I know Gorilla would not be stupid enough to do that, and Gotti would not, be cool with that, because, you know, she represents his label, the CMG label. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't really friendly. You know, some people won't like it, because when people got, like, artists, they're going to like everything they do. That one was like, you know, she's starting to, hopefully, she got to switch it up a little bit. She can't just keep talking about her vagina and, you know, and finessing niggas and all that and that. And, you know, just switch it up a little bit, babe. But like I said, video, I wasn't feeling it. Like, you've been on fire, but don't get too stagnant and put some stuff over. You know, come with something different. You know, that's why Nicki stayed around so long, because she know how to switch it up. She ain't, you know, first she's always just talking about pussy this, pussy that, but then she started digging deeper, you know. So, you know, definitely try to keep yourself relevant in the right way, brother. That's all I'm going to say. You got a lot of talent, young lady. All right, we're in topic five. Maurice is supposed to be on here, but like I said, I don't know what's going on with him. He got issues. I know I had issues with my laptop, so it's letting me do it now. So obviously everything is working out for the most part. Patrick, it's correct. List me personally, comes around like 6. I'll go Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. Aaron, you can put him in front of Aaron now, so I guess he go at 4. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes is at 4. Aaron Rodgers at 5. John Elway, you got Dan Marino, you got Steve Young, Fran Tarkenton, Johnny Unitas, then you got Troy Aikman, who numbers might not say it, but like I said, 3 Super Bowls and all that. Joe Namath, he'll probably be like in the top 20 for me. He threw way too many interceptions. Then you got guys like Drew Brees, who could creep up in there. You know, believe it or not, Eli Manning, because of the numbers. But, you know, I know, but you wouldn't say, oh, no, he's a top 10 all-time quarterback. But his numbers show it. But, you know, his record. He has a 500 record, but like I said, 2 Super Bowl MVPs and 2 Super Bowl rings. So, you know. And Ben Roethlisberger's numbers is up there as well. Super Bowl champion. 2-time Super Bowl champion, you know. Didn't win no Super Bowl MVPs. The Super Bowl performances were bad. The first one was horrible against the Seahawks. They won that game because of defense and they run the ball. And the referees kind of gave it to him because Daryl Jackson did not push off. And they called Jeremy Stevens for bullshit. You know, there's a lot of things that went their way. Then it's against Arizona. Not to try to knock the Steelers, they won it. And, you know, Kurt Warner threw that pick right there. They just run the ball, take three. That's a whole different ball game. But, you know, they got there. Then they got the Green Bay Aaron Rodgers. I just picked them apart, you know, was picking on Ike Taylor and Ryan Clark. I love you all, see. I love the pivot. I haven't missed the episode yet. But I was, if I was on there, I would have to ask you about that. You would probably call me, you know, out of shape, you know, bum or whatever. I couldn't hold your job. Right, you know, but it's cool. Yeah, like I said, but you know, Aaron Rodgers picked on you and Ike Taylor the whole game. I just got to be honest, and I think you brought it up. I think he brought it up a couple times on his episodes. You know, but yeah, they went five wide and picked that secondary. Parker, they knew the secondary was all that good. The pass rush was all those guys like that. So once they spread them out, well, you couldn't rush like that. And the guys in Troy had to come down to cover the third, fourth receiver. It got ugly. So. That was a blue point of beating. It was a blueprint to beating the Steelers defense. Spread them out and throw it around. Because like I said, their secondary wasn't that good outside of Troy. Ike Taylor was solid. William Gay and Brian Allen, those guys. Brian McFadden, those guys were okay. They like, wasn't all that. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers showed it. And unfortunately, that was the last time he won a championship. But Mahomes are coming in the top five for me. Like I said, right now, he has two league MVP, two Super Bowl MVP, two Super Bowl championships. So, he's definitely going to win at least another MVP or two. He's going to, you know, definitely probably get another championship or two. So, yeah, Patrick Mahomes, definitely top five for me. Vontae Tank Davis. The fight is this weekend, it's Saturday. I think it's in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So, like I said, Tank, man, hasn't lost yet, man. You know, last time he's fighting in D.C., the crowd got a little buck wild. They had started the fight. I forgot who was fighting. I think it was another Garcia. I just forgot which one. But, yeah, you know, they stopped the crowd. People fighting. You know how it go. But, like I said, his last couple fights, like I said, Rowley gave him a run for his money for a little bit. But then today he got caught slipping. Pop with an underhand. Fell on the rope, you know. You know that. Number one rule in boxing, protect yourself at all times. Flat out, no matter what, protect yourself at all times. And Rowley didn't do that in Tank corner, but Ryan Garcia definitely is tough, you know, tough customer. You know, his last opponent he fought, he got with him pretty good. He beat him up. But, you know, this is going to be pretty much a good fight. Unless somebody makes a mistake and you hit and you count it out. This should go the distance. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing Tank and Devin Haney as well. So, I'm not a diehard boxing fan like anybody else, but I know enough. So, casual boxing fan, but I know more. I know a little bit more than the average boxing fan. So, yeah, this is going to be a good fight right here Saturday. You know, Madison Square Garden going to be full packed to the house. The money lines, the bets is going to be big money at stake. Somebody going to hit big or somebody going to be over here with a sign saying I'll work for food because they're gonna lose it all. But I hope that doesn't happen. I'm just basically just talking shit. You know, it's just basically a little inside joke. But yeah, definitely tune into that fight. It's gonna be a good one. with the Baltimore Ravens, you know, I talk about this on my Ravens podcast. Go check that out. Talking Ravens all day, every day with your host Justin P. Me and Shannon. My co-host, she's the MVP, AJ as well, Camry, you know, they've been a little busy lately, but they're going to be back on there. We're going to get to get us four with the co-hosts of that show. We talked about this. The first time Nelson Aguilar was like, it's not tomorrow, probably slammed his fucking phone or something. Like, bro, y'all going to bring me Nelson Aguilar. Nothing against him. He's a pro. Got a Super Bowl championship. His best year, I think, was like 800 something yards. Not that later. So I was that draft class with him, Philip Dorsett, Rashad Perriman, Stephon Diggs, Kevin White, Laquan Trouble. Yeah, he's the next year. So yeah, all those guys went first round, you know. So, you know. he's okay. He did okay. Like I said, won us help the Philly win a Super Bowl. So, you know, he's behind here, made some plays with New England last year. He brings speed to the table. So that's one thing I will give him. I was better off. I would have been better off resigning to Marcus Robinson personally, but hey, it is what it is. I'm not the GM, so I gotta just roll with it. He definitely has speed, his hands up there, but I believe, you know, buy him in a third option or fourth option, he'll get the third or fourth corner, he'll be able to get open. If we can get 500, 600 yards at him, money will spend. Do you sign 2 weeks later, you get Odell freaking Beckham Jr. It's like you just went from rags to motherfucking riches. Getting Odell, you know, that's definitely upgrade. Yes, I know he didn't play all last year because of the ACL. You know, they tore two ACLs, but it happens. AP tore two ACLs and came back and rushed for 2,000 yards. So anything's possible. Plus, Odell doesn't have to come here and get 1,500 yards. He can get 800 to 900 yards, maybe 1,000 on the nose. You know, just enough to hit his incentives. Because like I said, you got Bateman coming back. Like I said, Dubonet's coming back healthy. Tylan Wallace should get a fair shape with Dick James. Pro Shea looking like the all man up. That's why they gave him. So he might end up even being traded or getting cut. But then you still got the draft. You still got a Jordan Addison. You still got a Zay Flowers. You still got a Jalen High. You still got a Quentin Johnson. You still got a Jackson Smith and Jibba. You still got a Cedric Tillman. You still got a Rakim Jarrett. Dante Demas. DeMar. You still got Washington. Price Ford Wheaton out of West Virginia, but Kayshawn Boutte at LSU. So it's deep receiver class. So I think we'll at least add one or two more receivers with a F trade or, you know, we're not done that into this room because, like I said, it was one of the worst receiver calls in the league. Not just due to talent, but due to system as well, because Greg Roman's system did not help them as well. When you come with 22 personnel in town, three tight ends, and one receiver on the field, it's not going to help anybody. So definitely Todd Monken's offense is going to help a lot. Odell was well familiar in that offense. He had 1,000 yards in that offense in Cleveland. And he's going to run the ball because, like I see, at Chubb and Hunt, he did pretty well with them. And then in Georgia, with Zamir White and those guys and James Cook, he ran like a pretty good balance attack. Odell, I think he's going to do his thing. And that's an Aguilar's going to he's not around. He has the speed. He has the speed deep. He's got two pretty solid signers, and then we can pull the DeAndre Hopkins move over. 90. He's used the picks to fill in the holes on the O line, D line, the cornerback, edge rusher, maybe running back, and maybe a backup quarterback. As Tyler Huntley, you know, who knows? He might want to go test the waters and become a starter. So, you know. You draft Adoree Thompson-Smith in the 6th or Malik Cunningham. Solid backups in case if something happened. They can come in and, you know, keep everything afloat because they're mobile quarterback. Come on, stop buffering. Name your favorite cartoons or show growing up as a kid. In the 90s, you know, I was born 89. I'm technically at 90, baby, because when I started, then my childhood was in the 90s. The 80s, it was just, I just was brought into the world last second. I'm really a 90s baby. Rugrats show. Doug. Michael's Modern Life. That was my joint too. Monsters. Johnny Quest. Johnny Bravo. Thank you one more. Mama. Dexter's Laboratory. Yeah. Rocket Power. Ding. Ding, 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 ding. Of course, you know, Spider-Man and Batman and, you know, okay. Superman, all the superhero, action hero stuff. You know, Teen Titans, it was good. I like that as well. Silver Shocker. was good. Batman, you know, that was good. Street Sharks was good. Street Sharks was one of my favorite cartoons as well. You know, another show that I like was kid shows was Gala Gala Island. Let's come, let's play together. Oh man, oh, don't the weather. Let's all go to Gala Gala Island. Yeah, that was good. You know, Blue's Clues was good. What else? Power Rangers, rest in peace to Jason David Frank, aka Tommy, Oliver the Green and White Rangers, Ninja Turtles, of course. You know, I love the Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter cartoons. Like I said, it was a real big cartoon. And Are You Afraid of the Dark was good. Beetleborgs was good. Gargoyles. Like I said, I can do this all day, man. Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. Pokemon. Digimon, too. Yu-Gi-Oh was pretty good. What else? SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Shit. Yeah, so those were all the shows. Like I said, I can name my lap, you know, but those are the shows I definitely like the most. I'm going to build an NBA starting five using a player from each decade, well, from 60s, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2010. So, you know, I'm going to try to go with my point guard. I'm going to go with the 60s. I'm gonna go with point guard Magic Johnson right there. Shooting guard Michael Jordan. So that's the, I'm gonna go 90s, put that in the 90s category. Small forward, I'm going George the Iceman Garvin, so the 70s. Power forward, I'm gonna cheat with this one and go Kareem. I'm with Tim Duncan. That's the 2000s. Even though I could put him in the 90s, but in 2000s. And at center, I'm going with Shaq for the 90s. So I got Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, George Irving, Tim Duncan, and Shaquille O'Neal. That's my starting five from each different era. Some of them are going to be the same, but hey, that's my starting five. All right. About to do my left right here. The Arizona Cardinals. I'm tripping. Carolina Panthers on the board. They're going to take Bryce Young. So number two, the Houston Texans are going to take C.J. Stroud, quarterback out of Ohio State. So number three, the Arizona Cardinals are going to select Will Anderson, outside linebacker out of Alabama. The Colts on the clock at number four. They're going to go quarterback. So they're going to go Anthony Florida. All right, Seattle Seahawks on the board. They would have went quarterback, but they paid Geno Smith this offseason. So they're going to go. They need some interior help back. It's pulling a four, and those guys are getting old. Jalen Carter, defensive tackle. I think Georgia would have been a number one picking this year, but you know, had the little incident with the vehicle, which is, you know, one of his, you know, what it's kind of, you know, it's unfortunate people make mistakes, but that's going to hurt his stock. So he falls to Pete Carroll right there. Line number 6, that's cornerback out of Oregon. You know, just traded, you know, Jeff Okuda to the Cam, and then, you know, Emmanuel Moses, but that's not going to be enough. We get Christian Gonzalez right there. That's a letter for a second. That they go corner and Raiders fans, I'll see you for some line. He's got a lot of places. So this right here, I'm going to pass on a quarterback. I know Will Levis is there. Then we give them a cornerback. They need cornerback help bad. And get them Devon Witherspoon, cornerback out of Illinois. Because Rocky Sins a free agent. Anthony Everett's a free agent as well. They need corner help bad. Atlanta Falcons on the board. I think they're going to ride with Desmond Ridder. They took a wide receiver last year. So, corner or edge rusher will be right here for him. I'm going to go edge rusher and get him Tyree Wilson, edge rusher out of Texas Tech. They need help to get to the quarterback. Yeah, they just traded for Kudus. I don't think they need to go to corner right now. Lorenzo Carlos guys need help rushing the passers. So I'm going to give them the edge rusher and Tyree Wilson. That's Chicago trade on our line right here on the O line. So I'm gonna give them Paris Johnson, tackle out like Justin Wilson, Justin Fields, blind side. They picked up DJ Moore, so they got that receiver and they can use some help at edge rusher. Edge rusher class, they'll find that in the second and third round. Plus, they got money. Eagles, the Super Bowl runners right here. Oh, man. They can go right here. They can go several positions. Like I said, cornerback, defensive line, linebacker. Let's see right here. I'm going to give them Brian Branch, safety at Alabama. They lost Marcus Epps, and they lost another safety. So, I give them Alabama, another Alabama guy right here to plug on that defense, man. Now plug him right back. Beside, lost J. Gardner Johnson, so they definitely need. They lost two of their starting safeties, so they're gonna need help right there. Bad. Tennessee Titans is intriguing because they need help. And they have some capable tackles in Dylan Ridder and Nicholas Petit Fariri. I think I said his name wrong. So right here, I'm going to give them Quentin Johnson, wide receiver out of TCU, because they traded A.J. Brown. I double down on that. Malik Willis, I'm assuming that's going to be the quarterback. Because Tannehill's give Tannehill for $27 million. So they might go with Malik Willis because he's cheap and put some weapons around him. So we'll get him Quentin Johnson, wide receiver out of TCU. You waiting got CJ Stroud. Next time, go get his teammate that he's comfortable with. So I got the Texans at 12 drafted Jackson Smith and Jigba. Like I said, Brandon Cooks is no longer there. I know this. Chris Carley, Chris Moore is okay. John Metchie is still dealing with his leukemia. Hopefully, he'll be able to play this year, but they still going to need another guy. Nico Collins is good, but still not ready to be in one. Sorry about the Jets. They might trade this pick to the Packers for Aaron Rodgers. I'm gonna give those because Carl Lawson, those guys are supposed to be free agents. Put some on the other side of Jermaine Johnson. Let's go Miles Murphy right here at number 13. New England. You feel how Amos is no longer there and running back, so I'm gonna give them Bijan Robinson right here. Help with that running game right there. PMPS strong or keep Mac Jones, from throwing the ball all over the place, which is not good for them. Green Bay Packers up at 15. Oh, man. They could use a lot of help everywhere, but let me get them. Receivers again, but it's cool. It's because they're going to need help at receiver, especially if they're going to go with Jordan. Washington, Dickelback right here, 16. Will Levis. He's going to fall down, but things are not really sold on because, you know, they say my eyes are more than Zach Wilson, which is not good. So, the 17 board, and the upper office line at corner, so. They need offensive line help real bad because, like I said, you got to protect Kenny Pickett, and you got to open the pools for Najee Harris. And they did pick up Patrick Peterson for a year, so they can get a corner second round. Go. Project Washington. So it's time to get some more guys down in the interior. They're going, I guess, right here, Brian Brise, the tackle Clemson. Put him in the middle of that defense, like how you had when they had Sue, Nick Farley, Cliff Abel, those guys all rushing the passer. So they, you know, build their front for Detroit. Tampa Bay, no Brady. Will Levis could have went here, but they did sign Baker Mayfield to a 1-year deal, so let's see what happens. If they stink, they can get one next year. Let's go Peter Skoronski, tackle out of Northwest Washington, because Donovan is only, you know, tackles with Tristan Wirfs and Peter Skoronski. Makes sense, right? Seattle's back up at 20. Oh, man. Let's get my cornerback to team up with Tariq Woolen, Joey Porter, Jr. The Chargers are up. All right, this is interesting with the Chargers. Chargers, they can go edge rusher, they can go anything right here. Oh, man, let's give them Cam Smith, cornerback out of South Carolina. You pay him up with the next. Like I said, sorry again for the buffering. I, you know, doing my best. Ravens up at 22. This is where the Ravens going to get the board. You got edge rusher, corner. Over to receiver here, but I'm going to back at number 22. Yeah, Deontay Banks. You know, because like I said, we signed Odell Beckham Jr. You got Nelson Aguilar, you got Bateman. You still got other guys, you know, Tyler Wallace and, you know, Andy Isabella, you know, James Prochet for the time being. He's not going to be gone. So we need a number two corner for sure. So get Banks. And then you still got the third. The Vikings up at 23. He's got tight ends with these two tight ends. Board. So, it's my back. Brian Osamoa and those guys. So, get my off-ball linebacker Yeah. You know, the extra man. Tight end, they got Evan Engram. Huh? See. Oh, man. They got Ez Russell, they got Trayvon Martin. So, you really don't need, they need offensive tackle. So, I know. Right here. Damn. Exit out of the thing. I remember all the picks though, so no worries about it. Give me 1 second. My mistake. I remember all the picks, so yeah, you know, what was that? Yeah, so, you know, it's just a deep draft class at corner and edge, especially wide receiver. Miles Murphy for the Jets. That is Jordan Addison. Will Levis to the Commanders. Roger Jones to the Pittsburgh. Brian Brzee for the Lions. Tampa Bay, Peter Skoronek. Seahawks getting Joey Porter team up with Tariq Warner. Ken Smith, it's been a mean run on corners, but 5-6 corners going in the first round. Right, need a I picked that for the Vikings. Damn, they could use a tackle too, probably. Jacksonville, Anthony Harrison, Giants, you know, Dalton, Kinsey. You know, they got Darren Waller, he's getting up there in age, so you get two tight ends right here. So, Couch. Oh man, Michael Meyer, because they need a tight end bad. Buffalo right here. Isaiah Foskey. Bengals. Nolan Smith, I hate to do it. I hate to give him that, but it's just such a good pass too. Keyla Ringo, Eagles, Trenton Simpson, since they lost Coach Chief. So the rewind this mock draft. Yeah, Bryce Young to the Panthers, CJ. Stroud to the Texans, Christian, Bob Woodless, the Bears for safety to the East, the that he's gone on to the Patriots. So, D-Bay, Will Levis, quarterback Kentucky, is going to the Commanders. Broderick Jones, offensive tackle, Georgia, he's going to the Steelers, and he's tackle. Brian Brise, the tackle, he's going to line and see, and Ollie is the Bucks tackle position outside. Christian works one side, paying him on the left side, left. You know, Donovan Smith can move the guard or something. He's getting old. Joey Porter Jr. and then Chase and put Asante Samuel in the slot. That's a mean secondary. Deontay Banks, it's a deep receiver class. We can always get a receiver. Darnell Wright, the Vikings, and help. And Todd Harrison, Oklahoma, you know, Kincaid, tight end, Utah. Yeah, him and Darren Waller with the double tight end set will be monster. Another weapon for Daniel Jones, Michael Mayer. Give Dak a security blanket. Isaiah Forsky, edge rusher, Notre Dame. Von Miller, you got a 6-year contract. He's not going to play for you got Gregory Russo and Carlos Basham. And then Nolan Smith coming out the edge for the Bengals. You know, him and you rotate him. Albert, you still got other side. You know, that's going to help the secondary a lot for Cincinnati. Keelan Ringo, you pay him. Secondary with Buffalo, Alante Taylor, Tyron Matthew, all those guys like that. That's a talented secondary. Then Trenton Simpson, linebacker, going to the Eagles. You know, TJ Edwards is a free agent, can say a white free agent. So you pay him up with a Kobe Dane. You got one of the fastest linebackers, accordingly. Then wide receiver to the Chiefs, you know, Juju Smith Schuster, you know, Cole Hardman. So, you know, Sky Moore, Zay Flowers, Darius Tony. Well, everybody, for episode 206 for the YouTube channel and for the audio version, like I said, season 5, episode 37. Make sure y'all subscribe, like, you know, hit the notification bell. Every time we're going live, you get a notification, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, the whole nine. So everyone have an amazing Monday, and make sure y'all KTSC, keep that same energy. From your host, Justin P. Love y'all guys, and I see y'all. Can't go live for talking Ravens all day, every day. I'm out.